It is Tuesday, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. This one has gotten my interest a little bit. Mansa, you are going to talk about putting our money on autopilot.
Yeah, there are tremendous benefits spiritually, mentally, physically to putting your money on autopilot. Now, for some people, you have to progress to this point. You might not be there automatically. It depends on what your cash flow situation is every month. But okay. If you have a positive cash flow, here's some of the things you can put on autopilot and why. Now, first of all, there are payments. You can pay regular expenses by credit card. For example, your utility bill, your subscription fees to streaming services, your internet provider fee, those kind of things that are consistent every month. You can just have those paid automatically by a credit card. So you don't have to worry about them. Now, you got to pay your credit card, and this is once again for people that have a well-managed credit card.
Right.
And what's a well-managed credit card? One where the balance is paid in full each month. The statement balance is paid in full. So you can put your payments on autopilot. And once again, that stops you from chasing around just the mental stress of paying those different things, knowing they'll automatically be done and consolidated to a credit card will help.
Yeah.
The next thing you should put on autopilot is your savings.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that automatically. Payroll deduction is an easy way to do it. You can create a money smart habit. And by that, I mean you can do simple things. How about saving your change every day? Whatever change you have, just start saving that. I know people that have extended that, and they do that with $5 bills.
Nice.
At the end of the day, whatever $5 bills they have, they accumulate that as savings. You know, you can use technology to help you with this. There are Roundup apps that will actually round up. If you spend $1.69, it'll take that 31 cent to make it $2 and put that in a savings account for you automatically.
Yeah.
So every time you spend, it'll save you a little money. The other thing, we've talked about this recently, that you can put on autopilot is voting. And by that, I mean register with your clerk for an absentee ballot. In every election, you will get a ballot that you can vote on your own time, your own schedule, and your own leisure. You're not just locked down to election day.
Right.
And the final thing that you can put on autopilot is direct deposit, right? Just have your earnings automatically put into your checking account. And then from there, you should have transfers from your checking account to other savings and other things you might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the final thing you put on autopilot, Randy, is live on less than you make.
Come on.
If you do that every check, if you do that every month, it will greatly benefit your spiritual, mental, and physical health. So put your money on autopilot. It's the money smart thing to do.
It definitely is that. And I do a few of those. I'm going to add a couple more as the time goes by. Mansa, I thank you. And you can always find any information on moneysmartlife.org and also on our archives at takecontroltuesday.com. Appreciate you.
Thank you.